We're going to keep our schools and businesses closed as long as we need to keep them closed to keep Pennsylvania safe. Right now, it isn't safe.
That's Governor Wolf speaking during the state's daily coronavirus briefing. He says there is no date for when schools and businesses can open back up.
Until now, I've been saying another 2 weeks, another 2 weeks. Now I'm going to leave the date indefinite.
On Monday, Wolf took the helm for the state's daily brief. Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine usually leads the meetings.
I suggested that she take the day off, and she is. She's exhausted.
Wolf also said it was the first time he's left the house in 2 weeks.
Drove my Jeep and was really impressed with what I saw. We Pennsylvanians are really doing a phenomenal job. Parking lots were empty. There were very few cars. What we're all doing together is really phenomenal. So I just want to say thank you to Pennsylvanians. Thank you for staying in.
Wolf has faced some criticism for the mandated closure of many businesses, and the new state unemployment numbers are roughly 10% of the country's total unemployed. But Wolf said he has no plan to dial back his mandates because he doesn't want to overburden the state's healthcare system out of fear of what is happening in Italy, where the death rate has gotten so high.
We do not want to get to that point in Pennsylvania, and so we do a hard stop. We do the mitigation required to make sure that we had that hard stop right now in order not to get to the point that Italy got to.
Wolf says he will continue to assess further additions to his list of stay-at-home counties based on where and how new cases are occurring and may consider a statewide order if needed. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.